Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills. Biggie.
Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit, look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I could drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize the pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep, bang the skins in the week, on the street, up the avenue. I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I'll be cruising up the block, I'll be passing her. Pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she's saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really gets some hits, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister looks better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones to left toes, doobies. Hip others to show off your bougie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. You're dancing in the club if it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and parlor high. So high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again,
back in my ride again.
But I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too.
Come on girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel.
Pop bowl, smoke draw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Monday once again, and you're back with the host, Steph Dallas, with GQ Palace Radio. Tonight's show is Love, Life, and Loyalty, where we get it real, unrehearsed, uncensored. We bring it to you live in effect, as we do every fucking Monday. Every fucking Monday. Before we get started, this show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop, owned and operated by me, yourself, Steph Dallas. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, do it to it. Come on and get it done. Also sponsored by Havana Cigar Bar and Lounge. Also operated by me, your host, Steph Dallas. Come and get you a nice drink. you know, get you a little fathead cigar. You can sit out front, smoke your cigar, come inside, get you a drink, and do what I'm doing right now. I'm sipping on me a little Patron jalapeno margarita that we make exclusively here. It's got that spicy, tangy kick. And we make our jalapeno liquid fresh from scratch. Yes, we do. Come down, Havana Cigar Bar and Lounge, baby. Also, no kids allowed on this show. We do have explicit language. And it's highly used, highly acceptable, highly recommended. If you don't have a thick skin, hang the fuck up right now and get the fuck off the internet radio show. If you don't have a thick skin, if you can take it, this is the perfect place for you. Tune in, baby. Tonight's topics will be, what's the difference between freaky and nasty? What is the difference between downright freaky and downright nasty? Topic number two would be, would you rather have a spouse who worked a lot of hours, made great fucking money, but wasn't really around as much? Or would you like a spouse who didn't make great money, but was always around to spend time with you? Which one of these two things values more to you? Topic number three. Hating cock-blocking ass bitches and niggas. Hating cock-blocking ass bitches and bitch-ass niggas. Why do they exist and how do you deal with them? Call in as we discuss these three things, these three topics, and we try and get down to the nitty-gritty of what all of this shit really fucking is. I don't know. Maybe I'll start the show off. Let's see. What the fuck should I start the show off with? We'll talk about freaky and nasty. I guess the difference is it goes on what your beliefs are, what you consider to be freaky, and what you consider to be fucking nasty. Something freaky to you might be nasty to others, and something nasty to you might be freaky to others. But my perception is, let's see, freaky. You're giving me a head job, a blow job, some skull, sucking my dick, whatever you want to say it, and you swallow. I come, you swallow. Freaky. Freaky. Same thing, same scenario. I bust off in a condom. You pull the condom off and swallow the sperm out of the condom. That's nasty. Both of them are the same things, though. Both are the same. You're both still swallowing cum. But to me, I think it's, even though it's the same thing, I guess the way you fucking do it is different. I don't know. Can somebody call in and give me their rendition of what they think it is? Somebody call in, tell me, what's your difference between freaky and nasty? 646-200-3838. I got a lot of calls on the air, because I can see that y'all called in. I have a lot of people that's on the air right now, but they're scared to press one. Why is it every fucking week, day in, day out, people are scared to press one and get down and say shit? Why the fuck is that? I have my first call on the air that's called in. Felatio. You're on the air, Felatio.
It's Felicia O.
They said Felatio. Same shit to me. Felicio, Felatio. Felicio, Felatio, Tom, Lola.
Why is
Queasy?
You know, most callers don't know that it's me.
I'm just saying, because your voice sounds so familiar. It sounds like this girl that calls in every week.
I'm here to start the calls.
Are you walking now? Sound like you're out of breath.
Yeah, I just came from the gym.
You was working out your mouth in the gym or what? What were you doing in the gym?
Nah, I put right my mouth out in the gym.
Oh, okay. Just checking in, baby. Just checking in. you know, that's what we do. Got to ask questions?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I did pull a little sign in the gym now. Act
you
like
did pull
you
something in the gym,
Jim? Yeah, act like you want to teach me how to work out. He ain't teach me shit.
He going to teach you something later on tonight, maybe, though.
Later on tonight? No, no. Maybe next week. Yes. All right. What's the first question?
Oh, excuse me. I have to take a little sip of my little drinky drink right quick.
You in the bar or you in the spot?
Yes, I am. I'm in the spot, baby.
Okay.
What?
I'll be there tomorrow. Yes.
You be what?
I'll be there tomorrow.
No. No. What is the difference? Oh God, we have two of our regular ratchet ass callers on the air. Hold on. We have.
You know, I said the best thing though.
We have Big City Tiffany.
Hey.
From Brooklyn, and we have Tongue Ring Dog Bone on the air right now.
Hey.
Hey, Tiffany, I miss you.
I miss you too, and I must say, I have to set this out in the air. The 2-year drought is over.
Applause! Put the applause!
Yo, give me the applause.
Yes!
This is the half of the
fucking. I am all smiles right now.
This sister went and got her some dick after 2 years.
Yes. Did you blow your back out? Can you walk?
Oh, I'm a little tender, but I'll be all right.
I'm saying, was it worth your wait?
I'm a little tender.
Was it worth the wait?
Yes, of course it was. Well,
did he eat the pussy?
Did he lay the smack down on your candy ass?
Yes, just like I remembered.
Oh,
oh,
maybe
you got a throwback?
You got a throwback?
Girl, I'll call you later.
Uh-huh.
Did you record
we'll
it?
We'll call you later, get the rundown. Yeah, we'll call you later, get the rundown.
I'm off tomorrow, Tana. Oops, Felicia.
Felicia.
Okay, we can go step it out. Let's go meet Steph at his shop.
No. No.
Oh, shit.
No. and Ming Lo is not working tomorrow, so she don't work Monday or Tuesday.
That's what I already got my feet done. I'm coming to get a drink.
No. We closed tomorrow.
Yeah, we already saw them werewolves getting done.
Whatever.
Oh man, so listen. So what's your difference between freaky and nasty, Felicio?
You know what? I heard you say something about drinking out of the condom.
Listen, what I'm saying. Listen, swallowing, right? You swallow.
Right.
The cum, you swallow his cum, right? Now,
right.
He comes in a condom. You take the condom off. You swallow the shit out of the condom. Same thing. Same thing.
No, it's not. No, I'm just saying.
At the end of the day, it's all about swallowing a cum.
No, it's not.
I was just saying how you show how it's fucking different between one being freaky and one being fucking nasty.
I drink bottled water, not faucet water.
This bitch.
Yeah,
here,
like
man.
I'm just saying, like you know, it's not a, it's a one step process. It's not two steps. You don't miss your turn. You don't miss your turn if you came in that condom. You don't fuck that. All right, well, it's gonna stay right in there and going in the garbage. What the fuck? That shit got
that's
superpowers?
Like
that I got a fucking empty condom into my mouth? No.
That's like drinking out the Hudson River.
Ain't that the same thing with bitches do when they trying to get that condom, that cum, like they want to get pregnant and shit?
Does that really work?
Huh?
Does that really work?
I don't fucking know. I ain't no bitch. I don't know.
I didn't think it exists. I thought it like fucking shriveled up like the fucking air hit it. Dead as
you, you think when the air hits the fucking hits the condom, the sperm?
I don't know. I'm just saying, once it's out in the air, like who the fuck gonna scoop that shit up and put it in their coochie? All right, that's just nasty bitches. Okay, I get it. That's the difference. I just said the difference right there. That's what I just said. Listen, I don't want to physically touch that shit with my hand.
Let's talk about that. Why do bitches, they want to suck your dick, they grab your balls, they jerk your dick, they swallow your cum, all this shit, but when you fuck, you use a condom. You pull a condom off, say you throw it on the floor, then say, what the fuck you do with it? Why bitches don't want to pick it up?
I can pick it up. I can pick up the condom and use condom.
Yeah, you go in the bathroom, you get tissue, then you come in and you pick it up.
No, I don't. I pick it up with my hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about if it's on me, I don't want to touch it.
If it's on me?
On me.
You don't want to touch the condom on you? You want me to come on
no,
you?
No, I don't
want
to touch it. I don't want to touch the sperm on me.
Wait, you just swallow, but you won't touch it?
Right. My hands didn't touch it, though. It went straight down the hatch.
I ain't arguing. I ain't got shit to say with that.
The whole point is my hands ain't touching. You know how some people don't like feet? You know how some people don't like feet, but they're still fucking.
All right, yes.
I agree with you, though, on that one.
So you don't like niggas coming on your chest and fucking all that shit?
It never sees the light of day. This is why this is why this is like 1:30. I'm mad proteining.
You are so stupid.
This is just freaky, nasty altogether.
Damn. I know. This I'm fucking with you, but I'm just saying.
Of a dying breed.
You said one of a dying breed?
One of a dying breed.
I'm going to send my girl over to you so she can get lessons.
Population.
I'm going to send my girl to you.
Population one.
Exactly.
Damn.
But no, I just don't like touching it. Oh, my God. I don't like touching it. It's so slimy.
Oh my God.
It feels the same way going down, but it's okay.
No, it does. You better let that shit skip. That shit shoot right in the back of your throat. You ain't even got to touch it.
Your margarita?
Nah. I'll take it with some candy, please.
Thank you.
I'll take it with
the
back of
your
throat.
All right.
House.
Come on. You don't like to eat medicine.
Huh?
You don't like that. When you don't like mess, that shit swish around your mouth. You just be like, you just take it. I treat it like duck meat.
I'll take it with the Altoid for 10, Alex.
Oh, man.
What's freaky and nasty to you, Tiffany? Big lady Tiffany.
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with the nasty. Nasty is pissing and all that other nasty shit right
there.
We not doing that
nasty. Nasty is pissing?
Yeah, you're not going to piss on me. You're not shitting on me. I'll tell you that.
You said pissing. I thought you said kissing. Like,
let me piss on you.
What kind of woman is you?
Huh?
Dip, wet.
I was going to say, what kind of woman are you? I thought you said kissing. I'm like, kissing?
No. Pissing. R. Kelly.
No, we're not doing that.
That's just nasty, because I'm going to kill you. But anything else, we can work it out. It's not a problem.
Okay, so what's the situation?
I got one right now. So you saying dude's giving it to you in the poop chute, and he pulls it out. You going to suck on it once he pulls out of it?
My ass is clean, but no.
Here's the thing. May I interject?
No, I'm good.
First of all, that's nasty. No, may I interject? First of all, you're not going in the poop chute without a condom. That's number one.
Right.
So you can slide it off. But not everybody use the condom when they go there.
But in the event that they do.
Yeah, they better.
Not everybody does.
Y'all niggas is nasty. Yo, who's right? Word life.
Y'all niggas are nasty.
How the hell are we nasty? Y'all the ones that want to suck the dick out there coming out of the poop shoe.
Y'all be running red lights and everything. Red diggity. Okay.
Yes,
y'all
not committing homicides.
Y'all nasty.
Yes, y'all are. Come in,
no,
time.
Y'all women are nasty. Tell me, I want my period. I want to fuck. I want my period. I want to fuck.
I don't do that.
Out of here.
I don't do that.
Me
I don't
either.
Do that.
But I know dudes that be like, I don't care. Let's like throw the towel down.
There's
like,
some
no,
nasty
that's
motherfuckers. That's like
exactly.
The women that say I want to fuck in my period. Some nasty bitches. Fuck that.
So what?
I do not that's roll tide. I'm sorry.
No, niggas be committing homicides. And that's the sign. That's
yes.
If you're looking like a CSI crime scene, oh, I'm good on that one.
Fuck
I'll take
that.
The zero.
Yep.
Give me 5 days. I'll call you.
I'll just go home with blue balls that night.
I'll miss you guys.
Exactly.
So you mean to tell me you don't run red lights, Tiffany?
Oh
hell no.
Man, stop lying. You know, in your fucking closet, you got that one fucking red towel, that one black towel. You lay that bitch right on the fucking bed. And
no, the hell I don't. Bullshit. I don't have any morals, but I draw the line at some point.
No morals?
Huh?
When it comes to certain things, I have no morals, I should say. When it comes to certain things, I have no morals. But that, I'm good on that one.
Dumbo
with the
that is
Julia,
horrible.
Listen,
okay.
I know.
From Williams Purple.
No. Yo, who the hell is that in the background?
In the village, and then we.
Thank you.
Who the hell was that? Felicio?
It must have been. She put the phone on mute.
Yeah.
Oh
now, my
you
God.
You have to draw the line at somewhere, and running red lights is where I draw the line. Running
huh?
In life, shitting and pissing, and oh no!
Nah, I ain't doing none of that shit. I had a.
That is
out of
here. That I will kill you.
I had kill a chick that told me that one time. She's like, get up. I'm like, what? She said, pee on me. I'm like, what?
They said, yo, that's some nasty
I'm
shit,
sorry.
Man.
I'm sorry. What I missed?
No, it's on the story about how back in the days. This might be 50. This is about 20 years ago. This might be about 27 years ago. Met some fucking two bros, brought them back, you know, we smashed whatever, and I'm fucking one of them in the bathroom, on the bathroom floor. And this bitch said, get up.
Where was her head? Body toilet?
No, he had a big walk-in bathroom. The bathroom was fucking huge. So you can, like, you can lay on the floor, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you can, like, another bedroom in that motherfucker. So I'm like, this bitch here. This bitch says, get up. I get up. This bitch says, pee on me. I'm like, what?
Oh.
Pee
God.
On you. And I'm like, bitch, if I pee on you right here, I'm peeing all on my man bathroom fucking floor. What's wrong with you? And I could pee to save my fucking life. Thank you, honey. I damn sure was gonna pee on that bitch though. Just to fucking do it.
That's the thing. People don't drink enough water, and you want niggas to pee on you. You know, burn your skin up.
Burn no skin, you be good to go.
I'm talking about all that damn acid if they don't drink enough water.
Huh?
You want third degree damn burns if they don't drink enough water. All that damn acid in their urine. Ew, that's gross.
Oh, man. Yo, hold on, yo. My lines are on fucking fire. My lines are blow the fuck up. All the red lights are on this motherfucker over here.
Press
you bitches
one,
are scared
everybody.
To press one. You scared ass motherfuckers are scared to press one. Okay,
yeah,
let's go straight to topic number three. Hating and cock blocking ass bitches and niggas. Why the fuck do they exist? How the fuck do you live?
Hold on, I'm saying hi to y'all, y'all. Hold on. Hi, y'all. Look. She said hi, sir.
Say
hey, honey bunny.
Oh, yeah. Somebody say hey, honey bunny.
And I said, hey, bitch.
She said, hey, boo, loose. That's loose. That's what I'm saying, you hate. Still laughing. All right, I'm going to call you when I get home.
Right. Oh, my God.
So let's talk about this motherfucker.
Hey,
people. My line is on fire. If you want to talk and you want to join the conversation, press 1. Press 1. I got a lot of new callers. I see a lot of new phone numbers on here. Press 1 if you want to join in the conversation.
So you telling me that you see the numbers and you don't pick up? So when I'm on hold for like 2 hours, you don't pick up?
You don't call for 2 hours. Because you the first one to call in. The show started at 7 o'clock. You called at 7 o'clock. How the fuck you on for 2 hours?
Damn. Well, damn. okay. Okay, what's the question now? I'm ready to
Yo,
answer.
hating ass niggas and bitches and cock blocking ass bitches and niggas. Why the fuck do they exist and how the fuck do we deal with them? Why do you bitches be cock blocking on me all the time? That's what the fuck I want to know.
Squeeze me.
Sounds pretty personal.
Squeeze me. I do not be blocking on Stephen Dallas Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you, baby. I'm just talking in general. Not you. Why the fuck do they exist? Why do they be out there cock blocking? Is it because
I don't think they know.
They
I don't think it's.
They don't know that when they slander your fucking name and say he ain't shit, he's doing this, he's doing that, or they know what the fuck they be doing, but why the fuck do they do that?
Like when a girl tells a homegirl what another person is doing, is that what you're saying?
Right.
I don't know because
okay, I'm not mad at that if.
Right.
He really ain't shit.
Right. I don't believe that. I believe that people, for me personally, and I've said this all the time, and you could quote me on it, I don't like people telling me shit. I don't like for people to be news carriers, because when that news comes to you, it always comes either missing some information or with some extra shit. It's not always a straight story. It's not always 100%. Because when this person is telling you something, they want you to not fuck with that person. So they're going to tell it to you their version. It's not one of those incidents where they're telling you something for your own good, like, oh, you know, you're my friend. And because, remember, the first thing that you should never do is you should never tell nobody who they should and shouldn't fuck with.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me who to fuck with. I do what I want.
Will you tell the ladies to start fucking with me then? Damn.
You never tell them, because it's not cool, because you want to wind up, if that's your friend is going to resent you for giving you fucked up information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not, that's why I've learned long, long, long time ago, I don't listen to bitches at all. Because in the same instance that they're telling you shit, they over there doing the very same thing that they're telling you not to do.
Absolutely. Preach it, girl.
Okay. So I don't listen to
y'all. You saying you ain't got no female friends?
Hey, bitches, I don't listen to y'all, so get that through your head. Okay? No, I don't. I have plenty of girlfriends, and they know that stuff and shit. And if they do tell me something, they get shut down the first time. They never tell me nothing again. And, hey, don't tell me shit. I don't want to hear that.
Exactly. I need to find out for myself. I don't got
because nine times out of ten, they tell you shit when you're having a good time and you're enjoying yourself. They want to piss on your parade. They never tell you shit when you inquiring about it. They never tell you when you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They only tell you when you're having a good time and they want to piss on your parade.
Right, they want to fuck your shit up, or they interested in the motherfucker that they really want.
Absolutely.
Tie waist around them bitches' ankles and drop them in the Hudson. That's how you deal with them.
Say that again.
Tie waist around those bitches' ankles and drop them in the Hudson.
God damn.
I do not fuck with bitches when it comes to shit like that. I'm dead serious. I will cut you the fuck off for gossiping to me about some nigga I fuck with.
What happens if they tell you this before you start fucking with them? Is it different?
That's different. Yeah, that's different. But you know, you got some people that know shit all along, and then they tell you shit down the line. It's like, bitch, you've been new. What you telling me now for?
Right.
And that's the same thing with dudes. Like, you knew that bitch was a hoe. Why you let your man fuck with that hoe all that time? Why you let your man fuck with that hoe all that time? And you going around telling everybody that bitch is a hoe except for your man? Knock the fuck off, cause you a bitch ass nigga for doing that shit.
I am not bringing my chick around y'all to track at all.
Listen,
I'm just saying, like, truth be told, so far, y'all, I've heard a dude say that nigga girl be doing this, this, that, and the third, that bitch is community pussy, all that other stupid shit, and then they don't say nothing to the nigga. Meanwhile, that nigga holding her head up in the face,
yes,
kissing all up on her, and y'all niggas is smirking and slapping each other's thighs. My man beat that, and nobody say nothing to the dude. He walking around like a stupid. You this ass nigga doing some shit like that.
But if we know you're a hoe, and we know you're giving it up, we might tell our boy, yo, that bitch ain't shit, she a hoe. But that's just gonna make a nigga wanna smash. It ain't gonna make him fucking not wanna fuck the bitch. They're like, well, shit, I'm just gonna smash the bitch, and you know, it'd be even
right,
easier.
Right, but what I'm saying is, once that dude talk about he's stealing her, and some crazy shit like that, it's time for y'all to have an intervention.
That's
right. Or if he says he's gonna smash, that's where y'all let him know. I ain't nigga, you could be, but that bitch is loose change. Child. That bitch is loose change. She all over the fucking place.
Yeah, that
don't
bitch
fuck
OTB.
With
that bitch is OTB. Out there bad.
So that's the problem. Now,
OTB. All right.
But also there's a thing where you got a girl that just can't do such shit. She does what she does, and then when she fucking with a nigga, she fucking with a nigga. You don't know too much about her. That nigga that starts fabricating stuff about that person, he's also a bitch ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that he done heard, but ain't seen with his own eyes. Yeah, you a bitch ass nigga for that too. You a bitch ass nigga for the same shit that somebody else said to you. Don't be carrying dude, because you gotta always remember, you gotta look at that dog that carried that bone to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he get that bone from?
Steph, didn't I tell you last week you ain't have to worry about hosting the show? Just let this woman get on, she'll take over.
Shit. I know a lot of people. I'm just saying through observation. You gotta be careful. Like, you ever feel like convicted once you say some shit to somebody? Like, you say some shit and you know the person's feelings gonna be hurt, and you be like, damn, I wish I never told them that. Like,
yep.
You gotta be careful of the words that you choose when you saying stuff to people. Like, if you know this person is telling this other person, if you know they're gonna still fuck with that person after that, don't say that, son. Because it's gonna backfire on you. I'm telling you, I left friends behind that shit. I used to be like, I saw your man. He was doing some shit he wasn't supposed to.
You know what? A lot of times, shit is when you tell them that shit anyway, they go back and they tell their man or whatever. You know what I'm
saying?
And they still stay with the motherfucker, and they looking at you all crazy any fucking way.
I remember one time this girl set me up. She came up to me and she.
I don't believe that.
Said, no, I'm telling you, this is early in the game when I ain't know no better. You can't pull that shit on me now. So she came up to me and was like, "Are you new too about so and so fucking with so and so?" When she said that, yeah, who didn't know? That bitch was getting confirmation for me. Meanwhile, that was her Jedi mantra. She didn't know. Right? So when she went back and told her man, this dumb bitch going to tell her man that I told her. No, I didn't tell you. I just confirmed. You asked me a question. I said, yeah. It wasn't like I seeked you out and gave you this information. Me and her ain't been friends since. She was mad at me because I knew that her man was fucking with this girl, but the girl was my homegirl too.
Yeah, I've been in that situation.
They were both my homegirls. I wasn't going to die my ass. Fuck it. Like, if he's good, it's on you. So we stopped speaking because of that. We didn't speak for years behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, she went back, and then her man came up to me and was like, oh, that's fucked up. Why you told her? Whatever. I was like, I didn't tell. Like, and me and him stopped speaking for a little while after that.
Oh my god.
So, the best bet is I don't know shit. Don't ask me nothing, and I don't got to tell you nothing.
Not even that. You gotta know, like, your friends. Like, you know the friends that you can sell shit to. And they gonna hold it in their back pocket and use it for their advantage. And you know the friends that, oh my god, this is what so and so said. She said she saw you doing this and that. If you tell me some shit about my man, oh, trust me, I'm holding that in my back pocket. And, oh my god.
My bitches got the vest. We got a vest. Once you say put it in the vest, that shit is in the vest. It don't come out.
Once I get that information, I'm on my secret squirrel mission. Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed.
I know some low-down, dirty shit about couples, and I just look like, oh, boy.
It,
I don't want to be the one to leak out this information. Yeah, I've seen it all.
Shit.
Okay.
I've gone in bitch's cribs and somebody else's man was in the crib.
Huh?
I've gone in a bitch crib and somebody else's man was in the crib.
And what the fuck you do?
I looked at him and was like, oh, hey, y'all.
No, what the fuck you did? You said, hey, y'all?
Hey, y'all. I'm looking for them. But I'm looking, but I asked the dude, like, hey, what the fuck you doing here? I'm not chilling, but he gave me that fucking CBJ smoke, so I was like, okay, I know what it is.
Oh, my fucking God, man. I would have probably passed the fuck out. That is, like, the worst feeling in the fucking world.
I felt stupid. I vacated the premises immediately, though. Like, I didn't even want to be associated with
right,
that.
Like, oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, so I made up some cockamamie excuse. Like, well, anyway, I got to go because blah, 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 and then I was gone.
Yeah, you had to get the fuck out of Dodge
because
that would have been the code D to that shit. Right,
yeah,
here.
I mean, I don't, like, as far as you saying cock blocking and stuff, is that the same, like, when you telling a person, like, when you preventing a person from fucking with another person, that's cock blocking? What's the difference between cock blocking and, like, trying to get somebody something for their own good?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, y'all. We have another call on the air. We have La on the air. La, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, La, how you doing, sweetie?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
You fine, baby? Where you calling in from?
New Jersey.
Oh, you're a New Jersey native. Okay, baby. What you want to talk about tonight? What topic do you want
to touch on? I mean, I just want to kind of add in. Like, I agree with the female to a certain degree on things that she was saying. I mean, it's true. Like, some friends just can't say anything to. Then also,
right.
As a friend, you want to, like, kind of say, blah, blah, blah. But if they
turn on
you, then don't say nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But
right,
you know what? You know what? You also, if you got a friend and you know your friend, you got to know their body language. Like, you talking about a dude, watch your friend while you talking about them. See how they reacting. Like, if they responding, if they in depth with the conversation, if they rolling their eyes. I'm telling you, you can learn a lot from just paying attention to your friends when you're talking to them.
That's like the same thing. Like, do you get involved as, say, like they get in a fight? Like, you know, like you see a guy and a girl, they get in a fight or whatever, and you try to break it up or whatever. You tell leave the nigga alone, da da da. And then what happens is 2 days later or a week later, they're back together, they're friends. Now, you're the fucking bad guy.
Me, if I'm a friend, I'm a good friend. At the end of the day, she's got to make a big own mind and make a decision. You can't live for them. You can't make the decisions for them. As friends, you just got to be supportive on whatever way they do. And if they get mad at you, they're true friends, they'll come back around. And if they don't, then they won't. You got to know how hard what your intentions was. And if your intentions was to look out for your friend, and that's what you did, then you have your peace. And you don't. And if they don't do it, your friend, they'll recognize you. Whether it's that person or not.
Right. Okay, hold on. We have another call on. We have Man on the air. Man, you there? Man, you're on the air, baby.
I'm here. You can hear me?
I can hear you now, loud and clear, Big Daddy.
What up, Birdman?
What's the deal, Playboy? This is my motherfucking nigga, Man. What up, baby?
What up, baby? What are we talking about, man? What are we talking about?
Right now, we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
Dry
snitches?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we're talking about cock-locking ass and hating ass bitches and niggas right now. That's what we talking about right now. Why the fuck
they
exist
out here?
Yeah, man,
that's what killed me, man. It's 2013. Everybody got an opinion about somebody else, man.
Right.
Be happy, man. That's what I say. It killed me. These brothers are single, sitting home with nothing to do, and all in everybody's business. Meanwhile, they trying to get exactly what the nigga they talking about, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know a bro that sits there. She got about 5-6 friends. Get sick and got nobody to pass a Kleenex. Trying to go out somewhere. couldn't get a ride to a party. So what the fuck are you blowing 5 minutes for if you ain't got nowhere to go?
If you want to do it somewhere about everybody else.
This motherfucker here, man. Bitch, good shit. Nobody want to pass that cleaning to the
seat. Five niggas, and nobody want to give her a rock so far.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait, everybody talk about this and that. You shouldn't be messing with him. You should be, he got a girl. He got this, he got that.
Yeah.
You have to come through, drop off some Chinese food or feed you or whatever. Leave them the fuck alone, man. They have to leave the fuck alone. Because you sitting there waiting on Mr. Bright, and your ass knocking on 50, it ain't got nobody.
Amen.
There's a fucking reason, right? There's a reason why the fuck you ain't got nobody. Everybody else do, you know what I'm saying? They
you know what it is?
They really,
I blame,
like
I blame.
Said, they really mad because they want the same thing you fucking got. Happiness.
Basically, I blame social media, the internet, all this. Everybody trying to get this, to get that. Everybody watching everybody else. Man, this shit been around for years. It's just social media is dry snitching. Everybody can see what you're doing now. Daddy always had another family across town. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was all these. We think we get a book on. Everybody running around with a pen, small pen, head, and pants dressing. Oh, shit.
He is giving the rundown right
now. No, yes, the library is open. He's reading right now.
Damn, son, tell us how you really feel.
They don't know my big brother. That's my big brother. He told me everything I know. I can give it to you real.
Damn right.
I'm just facing facts. That's it. It may hurt for a little while, but it's the truth. It is.
You're absolutely right. But you can't blame social media. Social media is just a tool. How you use
No. I just said social media brings it out. This should have been going on for years.
Yeah,
70s, 80s. Every time Pop said he was going to the motorcycle club, every time Pop said he was going out drinking to the club, he was going to see his shorties. This should have been going on for years. If you could have, how my man Mayweather said this weekend, he said if you could afford 21, I'd have 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a girl does it. She's looked upon a different way. She gets names called or whatever. But Pop will be a rolling stone. It is what it is. All you got to do is have respect. I always said all men are dogs. You're right. But the trick is to get one with the best dog house and don't treat you like a bitch. It is.
Yep.
That was crazy. He just went Goldie on us.
I was going to say, he's talking like Goldie and shit.
I'm just saying, man, it is what it is. Maybe Dynamite's trying to go, baby.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. He was
oh, my God, man.
I got to roll out, man. You hold it down, baby.
I hold it down.
All right,
baby.
He
came and dropped
left.
The jewel and got the fuck out of Dodge. That's how you fucking do it.
Well, that's not how I do it. I'm
no,
here
stay
to the
on
bitter
to the
end.
Fucking end. You stay on to the fucking end.
Yo, damn right.
Oh,
right, you know what? Let's touch this other top right quick. Let's you want to talk about some serious shit.
Okay.
Ladies and you too, Dogbone. Would you rather have a mate that works
fuck,
all
no,
the
that
time?
That bitch gotta go to fuck the work. That bitch gotta go to work. That gotta be fucked up. That bitch gotta work. If I'm fucking working, she working too. We scared of money. That's it.
Damn, can he complete the sentence?
No, this one's going. Fuck no, she going to work.
Listen,
equal
what would you rather
God damn it, you got the right to work 60
you,
hours a week like me.
Shut the fuck up, Dogbone. Would you rather have a spouse who worked a lot of hours, made great money, but was really never around, or a spouse who didn't make great money, but was always around to spend time with you?
Okay, one that works a lot, because I already know what a motherfucker is that's around you all the time. I'm good
what,
on
what
that.
Is, what is here we go? You gonna put this big ass spin on this shit. What is the motherfucker that's around you all the time?
He just around you all the motherfucking time. You go to work, you come home, you sit in my fucking face all day. Go do something. Go
okay,
take calls
why
with
you
your
want,
fucking
why you
friends.
I thought that's what women wanted. They wanted to
no,
be around.
No, I like my personal, I like my me time. I would sit in front of the TV and veg out and sit there and fucking take
so what's the fuck what's me time? Like, define me time, like all
because
fucking day
I hear this,
during the
for
week.
For me, no. For me, I want to sit down. Like, you know, everything, you cannot oversaturate anything. Too much of anything is not good. We could go out on dates or whatever, maybe once or twice a week. It's 7 days out of the week. We good. Like, as far as, like, doing stuff, like, physically, we could do that, you know, every day. You ain't got to be all up underneath me. I'll see you later. We live in the same house. Like, you know, as long as you come home at night and you're in the bed, when
why
I wake up
in
the morning.
Why? To get your
motherfucker, you better not, unless you work overnight, stay the fuck out.
Why are you gonna stay out? If he was going to feel, but I. Okay, but listen, motherfucker. Now the motherfucker that's out all fucking day working and working and working, he's always gonna be tired when he come home. So are you gonna get mad when he come home and give you some weak dick?
But you just said that. I just said that I don't want him around me anymore.
No. I said the man that's working all the time, long hours, working very hard, all this shit like that, and he's never really around. But when he does come home,
he don't work 7 days. He don't work 7 days a week. He don't work 7 days a week.
Who don't?
I work six.
You work all right,
seven.
Bro.
And
bro,
on my seventh
the,
day,
on the seventh
I,
day
that's
you
my
rough.
Time. And the seventh day, that's my time. So what time I got for you then?
Look, hey, we're going to work it out. We're a couple, right? We're going to work
are
it
we?
Out. Yep. Because you ain't got time to do nothing else. So, yeah, we're going to work it out.
So where does my time come in at, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Your time comes in.
Yeah, where does my time come out? If I work long hours,
like what is it that
working,
you wanna what is it that you wanna do, really?
Well, I wanna go out and hang out with my boys.
All right. So go out and hang out with your boys then after work.
I can't do that if I'm working long hours. That's what I'm trying to say. I need my time to go home and sleep. Now, when I get my day off, I wanna do things that I wanna do. Or that's a non fucking factor.
Yeah, but if you're around me all the time and you're not really working, you can't do shit. You can't do nothing. You can't even hang with your friends if you don't got no money. Now you all in my damn face. Now you all in my goddamn face. Now when it's time to go on vacation, I gotta pay for both our tickets. No sir.
Yeah, that's a bing plus. That's a big plus.
Go to work.
You should be paying anyway. If you make more money, I got a bullshit job.
I wish the fuck I would.
What the fuck you calling about for, Tiffany?
I'll pay for the hotel. We're a couple.
Why?
We can split the vacation.
I don't got time for that bullshit, okay?
For what? You can't pay for me to go away?
Oh, we can pay together. We pay together.
No, bullshit. We go out to eat. I pay for dinner, pay for the movies. Pay for nice stuff for Christmas and everything.
Listen. I don't accept gifts without giving gifts. You're gonna get this.
I don't have a problem with paying for anything, but my thing is, it's not gonna be a habit. Fuck, I look like. I ain't nobody fucking sugar mama.
What the fuck? I look like? I'm working 90 hours a week.
If you're working
90 hours a week, then you should have enough money to pay for both of us.
That's some goddamn bullshit there. You working too.
All right, well,
okay.
Then I'll buy the groceries. How about that? I'm about to go do it.
But listen,
I want to go get my hair done and my nails done. I won't ask
you.
Exactly.
Shit, you better pay for that.
I am, with my
most
money.
Most of the time, you're going to be dickmatized. If I don't have to work long hours and I'm home most of the time, you're going to be dickmatized.
Fuck
so out of here. So you trying to say you're going to fuck you a pair of house keys out of a bitch? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm
writing all of this down.
Okay.
You writing all of what down?
I'm writing all of this down. I ain't gonna see more shallow shit like what you do. Do you work? Oh yeah, that's gonna be the first shit that come out of my mouth.
That's the first shit that come out of your mouth any fucking way.
No, it don't. I play around.
When bitches and niggas first meet, that's usually the first thing that comes up.
I don't.
Work,
no,
nigga?
No.
Do you work?
What do you do for a living?
No.
What
no,
you do
at
for a living?
End of the conversation, no, at the end of the conversation, this is what I say. Oh, well, I got to go to work tomorrow. What you got to do?
See?
I had a dude come at me like that too, and I was like, "Oh, I work, my nigga. I don't even see what you took, honey. You got the wrong one, though. I keep me JOB."
Well, see, that's what I'm just saying, but that comes out of the conversation like right away. Y'all want to know his financial status. That's why you want to find out what for
no,
the
not financial. I don't ask the financial. I ask.
No,
them,
you don't have that financial. You know, you ask. You work. Yeah, you're like, yeah. What do you do for a living?
Boom.
That's how you find out the financial status.
I don't ask that.
Listen, but the niggas say McDonald's. You don't need to know how much you make because you know
you
don't make shit.
You shouldn't be trying to get no girlfriend if you wasn't there.
I'm just saying. But you see what I'm saying? You ain't got to ask for that
change.
So it's going to be right there.
Niggas in McDonald's make a little change these days. They getting raises.
Yo, Steph, be easy with that Mickey D's shit, man. You know I work there.
No, you don't work there. You put up doors. I see you.
No,
I see what you do for a living.
I did work at McDonald's last week, though. I did work there.
Yeah, you put up a door at McDonald's, out. Probably.
You put the doors on.
The windows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hell, you worked at McDonald's, shit.
Thank you.
So, ladies, would you rather have a man that works at McDonald's with a mean fucking stroke game or the
nope,
nigga that works
nope,
that makes
nope,
six figures?
Nope,
and
nope,
that
nope,
dick game is
no.
Deep.
I'll pull out a dildo, sorry.
Huh?
I'll get a toy.
You get a toy?
I'll get a toy.
But this question was not for Tiffany because she hasn't fucked in 2 years, so I know what answer she's going to give up any fucking way.
Excuse me,
the
drought is over. Don't try to play me. It's over.
I'm just saying, but you would be like, I'd rather have a nigga with that fucking work and make good money. Fuck that.
It is. I'm not really talking about McDonald's is a job, but he got to be inspiring to do something else.
Exactly.
I'm manager.
Yeah, I'm the manager at McDonald's.
You try to be a franchise owner, then we can
hell
talk.
Yeah. Trying to get McDonald's up and going.
Ain't that some bullshit? You don't want to fuck a nigga that works at McDonald's.
I'm
going to
say something. I might get a couple of boos and hisses out of it. Unless you unless you're a big time quote unquote street vendor. Unless you, Lord forgive me, because I know I'm going to get some slack for this.
Oh, God.
Unless you pushing some kind of weight, you ain't got to work in no building. Period. Let's just keep it on you. If you still getting money, you ain't gotta have no 9-to-5.
If you still get money, you ain't gotta have a 9-to-5.
You got if you holding your own some way somehow, I can't knock you. Because me growing up, I grew up with a family full of fucking husbands. So I wouldn't want nobody to look at my father and my brothers and my uncles like that. You know, shun them because this is what they do, this is how they get their money. As
right.
Far as they taking care of you, because think about it, half these bitches out here is fucking with niggas that's doing that, and they're good. And
okay,
probably
now,
making
now,
no complaints.
Now what happens if you're the motherfucker that's out there and you're fucking 50 years old, but you're on the corner, you're slinging packs?
All right, first of all, we ain't taking nobody on no goddamn corner, okay? We're not talking about no penthouse status. No, I'm not saying all that neither, but you're not gonna be over here hugging a block. Are you kidding me?
Whistling for the runners to come down. Get out of here.
Digging in the back of your fucking boxes and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
This bitch here. So why the fuck I can't be a nigga that's on the corner slinging packs?
Cause you too old.
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck down. Get a 401k.
I have to work at McDonald's.
Other shit.
Man, fuck y'all. I don't like this topic.
Well, you don't like this fucking topic?
I don't like this topic. Because my mind is just too fucking illegitimate and shit for this conversation. I'm not judging. You're either gonna have your money or you're not. And that's it. And I'm not fucking with you if you don't have your own money. That's it.
Don't tell me you wait.
I got two sons, not three. I got two.
Let me tell you, this dude, they used to work with me. Oh, my God. This nigga's 52 years old. I'm disgusted with him. This nigga quit his job because he couldn't get his Medicaid. His food.
Huh?
Listen, he quit the job because he wanted his Medicaid. If he said, this nigga sells bootleg shit on Flushing Avenue right now, okay? Now, that's the nigga right there. I can't respect you for that. You too fucking grown. You 52, you got 7 kids. I'm gonna need you to get some shit.
Is that who you get the dick from?
I seen motherfuckers who quit their job because child support was taking all their fucking money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that you 52.
And huh?
What? You know,
bitch, I ain't no fucking 52. Don't make me come to this phone and slap the shit out of you.
Listen,
June 3rd, I'm turning 35. I'm going to have my birthday party June
3rd.
I'm not 35. I said turning 35.
You are not younger than me, so knock it off.
All right, what year did you graduate high school? They said you turned 35.
What happened?
What year did you graduate high school?
94.
No.
Before shit.
What
are you talking about, man?
It's 97. It's 97.
Yeah,
I graduated. Yeah,
man,
I graduated in 94.
Early, man. I was a fucking smart motherfucker growing up, man.
You smart ass. You smart motherfucker.
Oh, my God, man. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We have another regular loud-ass call. We have Angie on the air. Angie, you there, baby?
I am so in the building. What's good?
Hey,
everybody, how y'all doing?
What's up, baby?
Doctor, what's going on, baby cakes?
I'm chilling, baby. I see my girl Angie in Maryland this weekend. We was just chilling.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she came to the races.
Yeah. I love the races.
Yeah, I know. This other loudmouth bitch supposed to come down there too, but she ain't show up.
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
I don't know. I was in South Carolina.
I saw that. You had things to do. We know.
Yeah, I was down south. I was definitely been in the village. That big black nigga was there.
Yep. Another bus, but he was there.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I had a good time, though.
Damn, I gotta change my days again. I've been missing out on everything.
Huh? You want some money?
Yes, I did.
You ain't share that shit. I was looking for you, too, before I left. I knew y'all was going to be over there bad and heavy.
You want some money? You owe me a dinner.
What?
You owe me a dinner.
I'll take you for dinner. Come on. Come to my McDonald's. I got
no,
you.
No, thank you.
Yo.
No, thank you. Five
even McDonald's had a runs all damn night. Come on.
I got
you can supersize it.
I got high blood pressure. No, thanks.
Okay.
You got salads?
No.
So, what's going on tonight on here tonight, Dallas? What's up?
Sorry ass women don't like me because I work at McDonald's.
Angie, you
never brings in that check, shit.
Angie,
yo,
you say my son
talking
with a nigga that's around you all damn day.
What was that?
Hell no.
Talking with a nigga that's around you all damn day.
You don't want to fold in it. So why the fuck do you bitches want their man around all the fucking time?
I don't. He's chewing too loud and shit. I can't. I get a nice
guy. She say he's chewing too loud.
I'm like, look at this. Look at how this bitch is blinking. He make me sick. Like, you know, shit like that. I can't look at you too long.
Oh, my God. Why don't you leave?
I know, right?
Is that why bitches only want back shot? Because they don't look at a nigga face all the time?
No, that's not true. No, it's like that because you get up in your guts better like that.
You know what the fuck?
Fucking nasty.
So what's the topics tonight? What are we looking like on these topics?
The topic tonight is Angie is so fucking ratchet, so street.
What
the fuck
is
what
you eating?
Like, what the fuck is these motherfucking topics? About to get down to this shit.
Whatever, guys.
Yo, that's just how she was. Yo, hey, when I see that, the fucking chick is yo, nigga, we shut.
My nigga.
Oh my God.
I wish I would have met.
As hard as I am, I'm strictly dickly, baby. Don't get that twisted.
I know that's like. I could join the club now.
I might be a little rough around the edges, but listen, you feel a little edges off?
Hey, me too.
Didn't want to brag.
And she got a new hairstyle like yours, Sana. She cut her shit all the way down low like yours, little Caesar shit.
Yep.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, no hair at all?
Yeah, the sort of
summertime.
Shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
Summertime and a throwback. Shit, if I want hair, I go buy some. How about that?
I know, that's right. I got to do something. I went to the gym. My shit looked like rotten wolf vagina. This shit is all fucking look like cornmeal in the back.
Okay, let's get to this shit. Angie, what's the difference between freaky and nasty?
Freaky, you're willing to try anything. And nasty is you're willing to try anything with a dirty motherfucker. The dick smelled like 9-day old onion. And it's been pussy. Like you smell like Gorbachev juice, like you said earlier.
Yeah,
that's
you
nasty.
You are disgusted.
That's nasty. And then dudes still go down like, listen, that's nasty.
Oh.
No, freaky. Like, yeah, well, let's try this position. Or let's try, you know what I'm saying? That's a freak. Like, listen, give it to me hard. Pull my hair while you're doing it or whatever. But, you know, as far
freaky,
as that shit, not looking right,
anything.
Smelling right, all that shit is nasty. That's just nasty, and that's a no-no.
Oh, God.
And you know what? You're supposed to inform the other person that something's not right so they can go correct that shit. Don't let them leave, and you didn't correct the problem.
Okay, but listen. Some bitches and niggas ain't receptive to when you tell them some shit like that. They be like,
yeah,
nigga,
right.
My shit don't stink, or my shit ain't fucked up.
Yeah, you're right. Some people can't handle that, but hey.
Okay, so how
at least you told them you did your job.
Them.
How they accept it is their business. No.
So how do you tell them, Angie? How the fuck you tell them this shit ain't right?
What?
Huh?
Like that don't smell too good. Did you shower today? You know. Something ain't smelling right. You know what I'm saying? Go in the bathroom. I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself. Go on in there, freshen up a little something. Matter of fact, I'll come with you, so we both know. I'll come with you. We go get
you
go in there. We're gonna get this washed on together.
No, spend
no
Angie, wait, Angie, dry out for a minute. I'm having like an asthma attack.
Yeah, for real though. We go
no, come on,
just, shower
no,
together.
I got something to say, y'all. I got something to say.
What?
You know, because I wanted to stay on the phone with y'all motherfuckers. I walked all the way from downtown Brooklyn.
No, the fuck you didn't.
Yes,
you
I
did what?
I walked all the way from downtown Brooklyn so I could talk to y'all.
Oh, wow.
Why you couldn't get on the bus and talk to us?
No, because y'all too bad. The people on the bus be looking at me like, oh,
you couldn't even respond on the bus. They could be like, ooh, this is, look at this booger.
Yeah, I can't say nothing on
like
the bus.
This bitch is on the bus talking about sucking dick and all type of shit.
Yeah, but I didn't do my phone cardio, so I'm walking home.
I'm on the phone. I'm gonna call you back. Answer the phone.
Right,
I'll call you back.
And what the fuck, Angie, over there? What the fuck you over there, Angie?
I'm on the other phone. I'm on my cell phone, Dallas.
Okay,
you on that phone sex line,
phone.
Huh?
Hey,
uh-huh.
You
both. Uh-huh. You know of someone that said...
Yes, call in. It's 646.
This bitch is going to be the call in.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
So,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had somebody swallow sperm from a condom?
Yes.
What?
Nah, you don't have to be. Because
swallow sperm from a condom.
Hold up, say what?
The
have
shit
you
that you was talking about earlier.
What, which one are you talking about? Which one? What? The
you
condom?
Said the man, yeah. You ever really heard that shit before?
Heard of what? Somebody taking that shit, doing a condom?
Yeah.
I don't want to, I heard you heard of it before, but I don't know nobody
hello?
Actually done it.
What'd you say, Dallas? You was over there popping shit. I was on the phone talking to my sister.
I wasn't fucking popping no shit, man.
You popping shit. I heard you say something.
That was not. That wasn't me.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
say shit. I just said,
oh,
this bitch, I didn't give out the number.
All right,
let me put that shit in the fucking jail and shit like that. People call up in jail and shit like that.
Oh, come on. I don't even, I done did that shit so much, I don't even accept jail calls no more. They not allowed to call my number.
They ran your phone bill up, baby?
No, because we had that prepaid shit, so.
I was baby.
You can burn these minutes up in one day if you want to. You don't expect it for another month, boo-boo.
Damn.
I ain't lying. Call me what you want.
This bitch here is fucking ratchet as hell.
I'm terrible. I'm horrible, Dallas.
I know you is, baby. That's why I love you.
I know you do. Oh, I just feel love.
Yeah. So fuck this.
Why does it sound like somebody is in a prison again this week?
Yeah, what y'all got going on over there? You still at that day party, Dallas?
No, I'm not at day party no more, baby.
That you regret to invite me to?
Listen, man, we came straight from Maryland to get there.
Damn!
I bet y'all did.
Huh?
I bet y'all did.
Yes, we did. I don't know how the fuck we did it, but I was drunk since fucking Saturday morning.
So who the hell was driving?
Me.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
Why you didn't call me, guys?
What happened?
I told you I wanted to come this morning.
But you said you was going to be there. You knew what the fuck we was going to the party.
I was?
You knew we was going to the party. Why you ain't have your black ass up in there?
So listen, what's our next topic, Dallas?
Huh?
What was the second part?
Hold on, let me just say this. Let me just tell Tana one last thing. Yo, we in the party, right?
Uh-huh.
So this tall girl comes into the doorway, like with the area we was at.
Right.
Tana, and fucking Ray goes, oh shit, she's here. I'm like, I'm like, man, who? You see your friend. Oh, that ain't her. I said, you put your ass down, nigga. This is
wow.
Some tall yellow bitch. You thought it was you.
Wow.
I see you looking, Ray, what you're looking at.
Oh, my God.
Let me find out they categorize all tall light skin shit.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Man, I ain't even light skin, so I don't even know how the fuck they keep calling you.
You lighter than
yellow,
me.
Yellow than a motherfucker.
You lighter than me. And I work outside for a living.
Dog bone, you clear.
Oh. This shit, you powdered it if I'm clear.
Y'all a hot mess. Throw that Dallas, y'all.
Yeah, hold on, my lines are on fire, y'all. My
they on fire, right?
Press 1 to join in this conversation. Press 1 to join this conversation, or stay ass over there and stay scared.
Why they gotta be scared? Because they don't want
to
press the 1. Maybe they
just
want to listen, taking a few pointers.
They're not scared. Maybe they just like when we talk shit, and they just want to listen. What's the problem?
Okay, let me ask
nobody,
Angie.
But they
Angie.
Know you're going to call them ratchet or something when they come on the line.
I call everybody ratchet. That's just life.
I'm not ratchet.
You beyond ratchet.
You what?
I'm not ratchet.
You're beyond ratchet.
Correct?
I redeemed myself a long time ago.
Man, beyond
ratchet. Who's on the
up.
Line tonight anyway besides, I know me, Ton, and Dallas. Who else on here?
Me, Ton, and Dallas. You have Big Titty Tiffany from Brooklyn. The dog phone. I think we have lots.
Oh, wait a minute, Angie, we got a special announcement. Big City Tiffany ended her 2-year cute coochie drought.
I bet it felt like the tsunami of Abby.
fuck that noise. I want to hear this shit.
Wow. Yes. I ain't
a sigh of relief, huh? Was it worth
it? Yes, it was.
Did you swear? Hey, Angie, she really got some old dick. That shit ain't. That shit don't count.
See what?
Yes, it does count.
She really got some old dick. That shit don't
it
count.
Does count. See,
huh? What's wrong with your old dick? Maybe
old
he holding. Maybe that Viagra working or whatever.
Maybe
no,
that one ain't working?
He's saying throwback dick, Angie.
Oh, throwback dick. Oh, something you had before.
Yeah.
That ain't no new shit.
So what that got to do with anything? She got it on.
Exactly.
No, that shit don't count.
No.
Yes,
don't
it does count.
She
yes,
was
it
wounded.
Does.
She was wounded, weak, vulnerable.
No, the hell I wasn't.
Well, you gave it to him then.
He was horny. Shit.
I was waiting to give it to him.
He was horny or you was horny?
What is that ringing in the background?
Stupid ass full of facts.
I was waiting to give it to him. This was like, this was planned. This wasn't like, oh, some spur of the moment shit. No.
Damn.
This was planned. The hell?
I can't think of not nary one throwback penis that I ever want to call back.
What happened?
Well. But this is penis that I've been messing with off and on for like 16 years, so it's not like really throwback pussy. It's not, I mean, throwback penis. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
You fucked with the sweatsuit nigga?
No, hell no. You out your damn
mind. No, not
Jay,
that nigga.
Girl,
the other nigga.
Jay, girl, Jay.
Oh,
not
okay, that's what's up.
Not that nigga, the other nigga.
All right. Jay's money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
As long as he ain't a Mr. C, you good.
Oh, hell no, never, never.
Oh, my God, man.
That nigga needs to kill.
That ain't about getting on Mr. C.
Let's
talk about this Mr. C shit. Let's talk about this shit here.
He needs to kill himself twice.
I'm trying to figure out why you say it's just a coincidence three times you driving up a fucking street with known male prostitutes. You say it's a coincidence?
I'm
just come out the closet. If you like fucking niggas, that's what you like doing. Ain't nobody gonna judge you
right.
for that.
Right. Man up. Own up. Own that.
Man up, nigga.
Just like Charlamagne.
Fudge packer, you a fudge packer.
Just like Charlamagne said, just get a boyfriend in an apartment.
That's it. No. Get you a boyfriend apartment, and why the fuck is you 46 years old? You still driving up and down a fucking whole stroke, getting your dicks up to the car.
Yeah. You don't got kids or nothing? I'm saying you could go to this baby mama or somebody. I'm like, yo.
Then we're going to get out.
I'm just asking.
And y'all said y'all not going to judge me. I'm going to judge the fuck out of Mr. C. All right?
Yeah.
Because you ain't got no business taking the fuck the way you do. You done got caught. Nigga, look, the basketball dude came out of the closet. It's your turn. Come on.
That nigga ain't going out no closet, man. He got caught three times.
We're not going to accept it. We're not going to accept it because you done lied to us too many damn times.
It's too late.
Yeah,
because
this kid,
like I said,
it's now a habit. Like, my nigga, come on. You ain't get caught once. You got caught twice doing the same shit. Like, come on.
Like fucking his boss, the Ebro, said. He said, look, I'm not judging you, but I'm still trying to figure out, okay, you say you're not gay. So, one, either you like bitches that look like men, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ugly as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is it?
Why he can't get a fucking female to suck?
Well, listen, he ain't no prize winner either. Like,
no.
He look like no offense, but he look like he got Down syndrome or something.
And
to boot, he act even worse. He acts even worse. I hung out with him one night. He act like a straight. He acted like the bitch.
Yeah, listen. When I was on the strip club circuit, I was heavy in the strip clubs at one time. He was being the same fucking.
At one time.
Yeah, one time, you know what I'm saying? One time. Yo, and them bitches used to be in here and be like, this nigga, bruv, smell like ass.
He probably was just eating something. Or sucking them balls. You know how close the balls is to the butthole, right?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do know, Angie. Yes, I do know.
Called the taint. That is called the taint. That little spot between your balls and ass is called the taint.
Yes. Yes.
You want to know the difference between freaky and nasty? That's nasty.
What?
That's Mr. C. That's nasty. He nasty.
I mean, you said the taint was nasty. I like my taint lick.
You like your dingling, you say?
My taint lick. Yeah, I like my dingling lick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why she called it a ding-a-ling again?
To the ding-a-ling?
Like she didn't want nobody to know ding-a-ling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, real now. Yeah, that right there, that's not no coincidence, nigga. It's a habit. You like men that just like women, but...
That's right. That's what he said.
Because
she's
a closet homo.
He said, one, either you like bitches that look like men, or you like men that dress like women, or you like women that dress like men. What the fuck's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all the same shit, but nowadays, men be going so hard looking like women, like really, sometimes it's hard to distinguish. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much. You don't. But once you found out, like, that's a man, you still pursued it. Like, that means you're a gay.
Right, his thing was, he said, look, it wasn't a man that came to his car. He said he was driving up Broadway, and he pulled over to make a phone call. I'm like, come on, man, cut the fuck out.
Yeah.
Look, who the fuck
you driving? You ain't got.
Call?
You don't have Bluetooth or something. You gotta pull over. Everybody got Bluetooth nowadays, even the broke people. So stop playing. Stop playing. Come on,
right,
Dallas. We know better than that.
Right. Either you got a Bluetooth in your ear, or your car got Bluetooth.
I drive is a 1991 Dodge Spirit, and that got Bluetooth in it, so we not even playing that.
Stop your damn lying now. Stop your bullshit.
She got a Dodge Spirit.
Yo, fucking exactly. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why? Like, I don't have Bluetooth in my ear. Yo, I drive with my phone in my fucking hand in my ear.
Oh, my God,
ear.
Seth, you almost got me a fucking ticket one time. I'm driving, talking to you. They pulled me
saying,
over. I'm like, motherfucker.
You should have sent them that ticket too, Tana.
No, what I said was, officer, I just came to go. I'm going to go pick up my kids, and I got something on the stuff.
You want the what?
I went to go pick up my kids from school, and I was late to pick them up. F got something on the stove right now. I gotta go home.
Wow.
He went for that fuck ass shit?
He sure the fuck did. He asked me, did I want to save him some dinner? Yes, the fuck he did.
Ah. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Suck.
Save him some dinner?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tiffany,
yeah.
Tiffany,
that was the first time I've been to Footprint.
Did you pop him off when you got some dick?
Of course I did.
Who, the cops? Popped a couple?
Did you cuff the balls?
No, that's Tiffany. I'm the one that bagged the cop.
I ain't messing with no cops. I don't even drive, so.
You don't drive?
No. I can drive, but I don't. I don't have a car.
You ride?
But shit, if you live in New York, you ain't no need to drive.
Subway
cab, bus.
You gotta drive.
So how you gonna get a quickie on a dark street?
Right.
That poses a dilemma right there. That poses a dilemma.
How the fuck you gonna get a quickie on the dark street if you got no car?
Listen, I live for a lot of
stand behind a garbage can.
Connor
is
too big to be behind somebody
putting
garbage can.
I damn sure am. I'm almost too big to fucking somebody car.
Connor, you got to fucking car behind a dumpster or something. You got to fucking car behind a dumpster.
She need a Suburban.
Hold on, yo. We have another call. We have Sky on here. Sky, you there, baby?
I'm here.
Hey, sweetie.
Sky. Hi,
Sky.
How y'all doing? Hi. How you doing?
We got sexy-ass Sky from Texas calling in.
Okay.
What's up, Sky?
How's everybody doing?
Hi.
What's going on, baby?
I'm good.
As usual, we were talking about shit, and these bitches changed the whole subject again, as usual.
Ain't nobody changed shit. That was you.
I ain't
changed. Ugly ass.
Tim,
I'm just kidding.
You my baby, Alex. It's an apartment for rent around the corner from my house. I'm going to take the number down.
Listen, bitch, can you put the phone down? You start giving out orders to everybody in your house?
No, I'm talking to Tiffany.
Oh, yeah, girl. Cause it's time to move back to Brooklyn.
Okay. This bitch here, man. So, Sky, you want to talk about tonight's topics?
Sure.
What's the difference between freaky and nasty?
Nasty is shit that you don't want no one to know about. Like, it's one thing to get a golden shower. It's nothing but somebody shit on your ass and smear it all over you.
That ain't even nasty. That's disgusting.
Hey, Listen. I walked past my fucking house, bro. I walked past my house.
when you just said that, you walked past the house?
No, I'm like two fucking blocks away from my crib.
How fucking dumbass do that?
Talking to y'all, I'm not focused.
Fucking blonde moment. She's having a fucking blonde moment.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Yo, this guy said shitting on you and smeared all over your face.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious.
But how
that is
can, yo, you can't even like try and make that into something freaky. This is fucking.
Oh yeah, it was on YouTube for a minute where that was they was doing that in Australia where these bitches were just getting shit on and just smearing it all over.
Oh, that was that two bitches. It was that two bitches in a cup or something like that. Two keys in a cup or three something like that's called.
I forget what it was a while back, but yeah,
that's
yeah.
A whole
that
drop
shit.
In a
you
bucket.
That ain't gonna get on that.
No,
that's disgusting. Wow.
Somebody gotta die for that one.
No, move on to the next topic. That shit just made me nauseous.
Who's sucking dick?
That shit moves just
nothing.
Oh, gross.
All right, who's sucking dick? That's the next
topic. Yeah. We had this conversation. Do you know that Joe Gray brought that shit up on the bus the other day, Dallas?
What'd he say, man?
That's some bullshit. He said, I remember that night you was on the radio and they asked me, you suck a dick? He's like, yeah, you suck a dick, but I ain't sucking yours. The conversation. Oh, that's crazy. I said, Joe, how dare you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this. I love that my name.
This motherfucker here is retarded, man.
What was that second question that I was reading?
But you said that, though. But you said that, and you got to own up
to it. I did, and I meant it.
Well, you who's sucking dick?
She said, yeah, she's sucking dick, just not yours.
Exactly.
How you know? You might like it.
No, she was talking. She was talking to Big Homie when she said that.
Talking to Big Homie,
yeah. You told that to Big Homie?
Yeah, I sure did.
I'm going to go.
I sure did tell that to Big Homie.
Oh, my God.
And we was on here right now. Tell his ass again.
Oh, my God.
I'm a cancer, baby.
You a cancer?
Oh, cancer all day.
So you know what that means. We Sunday.
All day. We separate freaky and nasty.
That's what Scorpios. What's a Scorpio? Ain't that freaky and nasty? Or they both?
They both.
Yeah, they are. They are. Scorpios are just what they are. Scorpios. Dangerous.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers is retarded, man. These motherfuckers is retarded.
Think
so. Scott, where my girl Scott go? She hung up already?
No, I just changed the subject on her.
Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Hating and cock-blocking ass bitches and niggas, how do you deal with them?
Fuck their man.
Huh? Ooh. Oh, whoa, whoa. I don't fuck with guys.
Huh?
I don't fuck with guys.
Oh, yeah, it's slow for that.
So
I don't know how
so
y'all handle
your friend?
It. Yeah. Yeah, like the bitch that's, you know what I mean? Then she'll stop trying to mess up your relationship. She'll just try to, you know, break you off every now and then.
Damn.
Yeah, where the fuck are you at?
God,
I just don't deal with, I have a very small circle of female friends.
That's okay. I'm going to try to get with one of them female friends so you can fuck the shit out of me then.
Wow.
This nigga dog bone is retarded.
You know, the haters and cock blockers, you just give them a little more to hate on, that's all.
That's
exactly.
Been hinted 100 times. You mad? What you mad at?
Yeah, you just got to not check a motherfucker. Seriously. It only takes one time, because, you know, like I said, sometimes they don't know. They don't know they're blocking. They might not feel like they hitting, but you got to let them know. Look, bitch, I didn't ask you. But thank you. Thank you, but no thank you.
But people going to do that anyway.
They usually single.
Usually the ones that single that got the most shit to say.
Yeah, how the fuck you going to get advice from a single bitch, ladies?
Most of my girlfriends have boyfriends.
So like when they're telling me something, they're actually giving me advice. But
I don't know. It's
the difference between me asking and we having a conversation as opposed to you just straight volunteering to tell me some shit that I didn't ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, it just is a lot of the shit. I don't care what anybody tells me. I really don't. I could probably walk in and catch my husband and fucking act until I'm ready to bounce. I'm not looking for no shit because I don't want to do no shit.
Basically.
I ain't in a position to do anything about it right now. I'm living that fucking life, and I'm not changing that lifestyle for any bitch. You'll just get the, you know, lay down dry and get the fuck up wet. That's about as much as you're going to get from me. That's how.
Damn, I like how that sounds.
Huh?
I like that.
I like how that sounds.
Oh, my toenail chat.
Yo, stop playing with your goddamn feet, please.
I'm playing my toenail chat so
listen. Stop talking about some damn werewolf
Dad,
things, alright?
Dad, huh? some young hoe is going to have to do my feet when I come up here tomorrow. Some young hoe is going to have to do my feet when I come up there.
She don't work one of these things. I told you that already. You heard me?
She's paying for it?
I heard you.
And listen, she don't work Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You asked out, so you got to go to your own fucking Chinese lady.
No thanks. I'll be there on Wednesday.
you'll wait her turn. Y'all gotta get my feet done too. I just said.
Oh, come on, man. Damn.
Listen,
really?
Man, this is not, we're
what's
about
the problem with feet?
Stuff?
Like, why do y'all act like that?
Huh?
Yeah, especially dog bone. I just sprayed it with Febreze, too.
Yo, yeah, because your shit stink. That's why.
Febreze.
I had to spray on feet with Febreze.
Yeah. I have my gym sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I don't give a fuck now. You see, I don't give a fuck.
But what's
now.
The problem with feet, though? I'm not getting...
Fuck that. Huh? Yeah, walk on them all goddamn day. They got
okay.
old.
And you take your shoes off and wash them, and what's the problem?
Talk right here.
You take your shoes off and wash them?
Yeah, you get in the shower, bathtub, or whatever, and you wash them. So what's the problem?
Nah, man, that shit still got older to it. It's just like you're looking assholes, man.
No,
do not stink. I beg your pardon. Who
said you
stink?
My feet don't stink.
Oh,
my feet don't stink.
Wait, did you just say there's a problem with licking ass? Is that what he just said?
Yes, there is a problem licking ass. You suck up with licking assholes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like
mine with Italian dressing.
You suck feet, Tana?
No.
Huh?
You suck feet, Tana?
No, I said dick.
You said with salad dressing. What are you talking about? Oh, you put on a dick?
No, he said he don't eat ass.
Oh, you like? Okay, my bad. Okay.
I'm putting my salad dressing.
Mm, okay. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
yeah, I don't
God.
Eat ass either. Fuck that.
You will.
That's right. He just haven't got caught up.
What?
You told him I saw without eat your dress.
I don't know what the fuck I would do.
You will.
But I bet you stick your thing in one, though.
I bet you I don't.
Yes. Who said they don't eat ass? You, Dallas?
Yes,
no,
it's
me.
I bet you stick your thing in one, though.
I do not see
my
dick.
Wait a minute. Dallas, you said you don't do what?
Eat ass.
You don't?
No. Who said that?
Why the hell not?
Huh?
Why the hell not, nigga?
I just never did it.
But why, though?
I just never did it.
You so close.
That's
to
good because I wouldn't
want to
kill
out
of anybody but anyway.
I said, "Hell,
I
mean,
it's
the
first time
for you want to go eat the ass. What's the problem?
You eat ass, Angie?
No, what am I eat ass for?
So why the fuck I gotta eat ass though?
Because you're a man.
Thank you.
Because you're a man.
Fucking ass
what?
And everything. Fuck
what?
Ass.
Well,
you suck dick. Y'all don't suck dick.
Mm-hmm. You're a man,
you
and you know
one.
What?
You
I don't appreciate
one.
Men that like women that lick buttholes because that means they just. Like people playing with their buttholes.
Oh, so you want a nigga to lick your asshole then?
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
You fart
my mouth, or I'll punch the shit out of you.
No, I got control over that shit.
Yeah, just like when you got squirt and everything, just like you got control over it. You ain't got control over shit.
I get my salad tossed all the time.
Damn,
they
got
quiet. Yeah, I
was like, because I'm watching TV at the same time, my bad.
What you watching, baby?
I'm loving hip hop, these boogers.
Oh shit, I missed
God,
it. Man.
I'll catch it when it come back on.
Yeah, I DVR it, so
I'll catch you on the rebound on the end.
I think that y'all should at least try it, but don't tell nobody y'all did it.
The fuck out of here.
So what sense did that make, though?
Because you might like it. You might like it.
No, listen, man.
You would have anal sex, though, right?
I'm already turning bitches out without eating ass. So bitch, I eat ass.
Exactly.
Hey, Dallas, you would have anal sex, though, right?
What do you mean I would have anal sex?
You have anal sex, don't you? What a woman. Not what a man.
What you mean?
What you talking about, Willis?
You look at the strap on, Dallas.
I hope you don't want to go there, but I'm saying. I'm just asking, like, you say you don't eat ass, but you stick your dingling in one.
Yeah, but I got a condom on.
Well, yeah, we can do that back when we're cool.
I don't fuck that. Plus,
I have condom on.
Yo, hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Big Homie on the air. Big
Homie
on the air.
Shit.
Big Homie, you on the air, baby.
Yo, fuck whoever.
I got my mama calling me. I gotta go.
Yeah, good idea. Whoever's talking about me when I'm not here,
Fuck you.
Stop your big homie. Stop.
Yo, you talking about me, Angie, when I'm not here, you red bastard?
Hey, did I say anything bad about Big Homie? No, I just said I ain't scared of your ass. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Everybody knows,
whatever
everybody
I said
know
to you before, I say it to you again. That's what
well,
I said.
Everybody know you ain't scared of nothing, nigga. We know that. We know that.
I'm a punk.
Yo, she said she came out of Maryland this weekend, right? So she was on the bus ride, right? So one of the dudes that threw the race down there, he was on the bus, and he said, I heard you on the radio show, and she said, you did? What you heard me say? Yeah, I suck dick. I just ain't sucking your dick.
Yeah, nigga.
And she said, yeah, you damn right. I told Big Homie that. I told him that shit again.
And I'll tell him again.
No,
damn,
no,
who was that? Who can
we didn't believe you that time, and we don't believe you now. You say whatever the fuck you want to say. You
well, you believe
way,
whatever the fuck you want to believe. How about that
listen,
one?
Angie, you suck way worse dick than mine. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I wasn't calling you ratchet or nothing.
I'm just telling you, if you were to suck my dick tomorrow, I would be in the top two of dick sucking that you ever sucked.
You are too much. I probably couldn't handle it, Big Homie. I'm going to tell you the truth.
That's what they all fail to realize when they get it all in their mouth.
Yeah. That's just me. You never met a nigga like me.
They bit off way more than they could chew, nigga. That's what they think about.
Yeah, Where you been anyway? Ain't your time slot changed? What happened? What's the result?
I didn't get it yet. They try to work me in somewhere. You know, I fucked up the rotation. And Mondays, I got to do all this fucking payroll. I got to pay these niggas and shit.
That's right. They need a check.
I stopped off at motherfucking Buffalo High Wings. Had about 7 martinis. Niggas' checks are getting fucked up.
So just say you don't spend the money, Big Homie. Guys,
Niggas' money's gonna be fucked up tomorrow.
So, Dallas, what's that say for you?
What? What's say for me? What? What?
Yeah, what they gotta do with him? It's money, right?
Okay, I'm just checking. You can't be messing with people's money, though. They come looking for you, Big Homie.
Hey, Big D.
Yes, sir.
Those pictures I was talking shit on, those is new or old? What's going on with that?
That's yesterday.
That was at the race?
No, that was at a day party.
Oh, well, you shot back. You got
I
some more
right
action.
I went right to the day party, dude.
Oh, you red bastard. You is living real good, son.
Yeah, he is right now.
That nigga is eating.
I drove right to the fucking day party. Got off the
highway. You ain't did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Did you sleep at all this weekend?
Nope. Last night, man, I laid in the bed and that motherfucking room was spinning.
Yo,
I bet it was.
Sleep.
That's why you cursed the patrol
sleep
today.
Fuck sleep. Sleep is overrated anyway.
Yo, I think we drunk three or four bottles last night, just me and nephew. I don't know how the fuck I made it home.
That's crazy. Anybody could have took advantage of you, Dallas.
Huh?
Anybody
could have
took advantage of you.
That was the idea. I was trying to get somebody to do that.
Oh, wow.
You had the right niggas around you for that shit.
Wow. He wasn't the one that ran up on me the other day, was it?
Who, me?
Hey,
Big Homie, I'm at the motherfucking track, right? I'm in the motherfucking stands. I'm popping shit, and all I hear is, yo, nigga, what up?
Let me guess. It was Angie.
How'd you ever guess, Big Homie?
I had a funny feeling it was you, babe.
You think? You think?
That nigga shouted you out, son. Hard body.
Yo, right through the hole.
Yo, nigga. You know what shit with that, baby?
Chilling. I was hungover Saturday.
That's what's up. This shit ain't act brand new like most of these bitches.
I ain't going like that. Listen.
Yeah, that's
hold
good.
Hold on, y'all.
You don't need
four. Hold on, we have one
that's
more
good
call. We got Mark. Mark, you in the air.
Yep.
Mark, yep. What up, baby?
What up?
Come on, homie.
Hey, shit.
What up with you, homie?
I clap for him, but I ain't getting no clap when
shit.
I came on the air.
Shit.
I was thinking the same thing, like,
big what?
Mark? Where you at, Mark? Who it is?
Hold on, there's more bitches that love than Angie? I mean, bitches we got.
Mark on the phone, and they get a round of applause.
They got a standing ovation.
Hold up, is that that nigga Tasha? Is that that nigga Tasha?
Start running your mouth, Angie.
What you gonna do about it? Oh, I
put something in it.
When I'm talking, can't nothing go in. Something coming out.
Do we got that little lying ass nigga Tasha with us today again?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Oh God, that's y'all harassed her.
We don't harass nobody, babe. We just let the show.
Hey,
what
was she lying about? Damn, I missed it.
Yeah, she was lying about everything.
Oh yeah, Tony, you wasn't on last week, huh?
What did I miss?
Sky missed it.
No, I missed it.
You was there. Yeah, he said the girl Tasha was on here lying all last week.
Oh my God.
What's she was lying about?
Remember she got all confused about the first date shit. You gotta get to know a motherfucker. We was like, well, you ain't gonna never know a nigga. So when you fucking him? And she couldn't come up with a date.
Oh, her. Okay.
Yeah.
She did not even remember now. She's lying about
this. She couldn't come up with a time to fuck a nigga. I said, all right. I said, when do you fuck a nigga? I hominid. I shut the fuck up.
You be intimidating people, big homie. You be trying to.
You'll be intimidated if you ain't lying. No, if you're not lying, there's no reason to be intimidated.
Yeah, you know, in the past couple of weeks, I actually changed my opinion on that.
What you mean?
Like, all that waiting all that long ass time to give up some butt.
Yeah, I don't see
exactly.
You're not giving it up quick. You ain't giving it up quick
no
more.
No, I'm saying black people don't wait.
You don't have to. What do
you
mean?
You said black people don't wait?
Grown people.
Oh, grown people don't wait.
She said,
no.
Like, she was grown.
I thought about it, and I said to myself, you know what? You've been going through all these interviews and shit. Okay, good. Cut the shit and chase
it.
Well, last time I told
you, came
to you was going to go out.
You already know what the
end
result is. You're either going to boink them or you ain't.
Yeah, because I've heard some niggas get together, you know, over some quick fucking and just stay together.
So
Angie,
listen,
did you
I'm
have
not
your
trying
one night stand
I'm
yet?
Not.
I haven't had a one night stand in a long time.
Angie,
you
had one.
It was
you had
me.
Your chance on Saturday, Angie.
What?
It was
me. I never had one.
No, it wasn't Angie. It was, yeah. She said, I'm not going to get like y'all and have me a one night stand.
I never had one yet.
I had your podcast in Walmart. You could have got it in Walmart by the fucking bagels. And a fucking egg.
First of all, if I would have gave you one night stand, motherfucker.
Well, we gotta start one night.
We
gotta start one
night at a time. No, one night stand means I don't never, ever, ever want to see your ass again.
Well, that's bullshit. That usually works for me.
One night stand could be the person that usually first time you meet and fucks about you keep fucking them.
No, y'all didn't tell me that the last time.
When I first came on, y'all were talking about fucking in the dark. How do you open the door? And what was the question? Because I missed the beginning part of it.
I need light.
They changed the whole fucking subject to fucking the
fuck. That wasn't even
Wait a minute. We were talking about fucking in the dark? I missed that.
Yeah, they said something about being on the street.
Talking about my 2-year drought.
That's how.
Oh, fucking in the dark? No, I like the way my cleavage looks, so I like the lights on.
Yo, yeah. I like it too.
Either way, it don't matter. The people that
I
have to do it in the dark is insecure about something.
I want you to look me in my eyes while I'm love dicking you. Sorry.
I can't do that.
We can have an all out eclipse. You gonna know where this pussy at, and I'm not gonna have a hard time finding a dick. It don't matter whether it's light, dark.
I need you to look in my eyes when I say, look. I did this to you.
Nowadays, the only reason the whole thing with the light
shit, you
is
know that
you got a lot of transvestites that acting as one sex, and they people saying years later, I didn't know it was a female.
Listen, I knew a dude that got caught up like that.
He got caught like that three times, too.
Sure, he did.
See, that's that being in the dark bullshit.
Now, I like the light, so I want you to look me in my eyes while
I like the eyes. It don't matter to me, but if I'm back to meet you from the back and the lights is on and I'm wearing your ass out, you look back at me, I'm going to wave.
I'm a wave.
It's me back here, bitch. Yep.
Yeah, it's me.
I like to see too. Shit. They throw the lights out to be on. I like to see.
No, I like to see. First of all,
the lights ain't gotta be on. Can do the work. But I need to see something. I need you to see me back here sweating like a motherfucker. Working like a motherfucker.
My blonde ass needs the lights on. I need to see everything.
But wait, I got a question, though. I want Big Homie to answer this question.
What's the
difference between freaky and nasty? I want you to answer. All right. That
freaky is something that keeps your dick hard, and nasty can make a dick go soft real fast.
But that's a male example.
That's a male exam. Now, what happens if you're a woman? You don't have a dick.
Let me tell you what's nasty to me. If I pull my shit out and for some reason I rush to the artery and there's blood all over the condom, that's nasty. And if the bitch talk about just change it real quick and come back, come on now, bitch. You leaking. That's nasty.
She's gonna go knowingly. She on her rag, and I want some, and it is what it is.
That's nasty.
I'm a nasty.
That's that 1 week we don't do that. It's that
it ain't
one
part
week
of my religion. Before. It's not my religion. For
wait, I gotta raise my hand. I'm sorry, I got a question.
Great question.
So wait, running red lights is nasty. That's what y'all telling me.
Yes.
I don't miss a fucking day. I don't care what it is. All right, carry on. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
That's just Big Homie.
Yeah.
Well, I understand your religion doesn't allow you to do it anyway.
Right, and it's nasty to me.
A lot of Rastafarians don't do it either. They can't sleep in the same bed as their girlfriend or wife at the period.
Really?
There's nothing sexy about blood on the penis.
No.
Ever.
See, hey, Big Homie, if you were fucked with the lights off, you wouldn't even know.
Exactly.
She knows she got up that morning what they're doing. We ain't talking about that.
You must not have a chick that does the whole maintenance after she done screwing. If she doing what she's supposed to do, she should already have that child there. She'd have cleaned that up.
No, what I was talking about, sometimes us big dick niggas, we bring that down.
Okay.
When it happens like that, ain't nothing you can really do about it. You just like, oh man.
No, what I was talking about is when she see it, like, all right, this change kind of, let's keep going. No, bitch. Party over.
You know what?
You know,
for a woman, because she's more horny when her period is coming on.
We suffer because I don't go there. Well, get you another nigga and work that out.
Yeah.
Call me when
it
you
feels really
later.
Amazing.
I play catch up when it goes off.
It's an amazing
lying.
Feeling.
No. I just don't do it on day two. That's the heaviest.
Huh?
Stupid. That's the heaviest thing. Man,
dude,
I don't care.
Answer that question one way.
Yeah,
that's,
you got
your
teeth?
It's for a boy version.
You had it.
Well, shit. That's the difference.
Yeah, what I'm saying is this. Here's another thing that's nasty. So here go freaky. Freaky to me is I pull his dick out of you, and I wipe it all over your face. And you like, nice.
That's dumb. You gonna wipe your dick off on my face? Why not? You gonna pull your penis out of my vagina and then wipe it on my face?
Yes, nigga. Yes.
What is it about a man in his penis in a woman's face? All right, let me come on your mouth. Let me come on your lips.
Big homie, say what she said after you do it. You was like,
nice. He said, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that shit tonight.
That's right, girl. You go, girl. It's your girl.
I'm
going
to go,
No. You got to say nice.
You
got
to start laughing. Your man going to be like, what the fuck is so funny?
At the end, you got to say nice.
Nitty,
that's my word. I'm gonna say nice.
She's a mess. She's a mess. I'm telling you.
Nice. You gotta say nice.
No, but you gotta say more than nice. You gotta say
how,
more than
how
nice.
How are you friends with
nice.
Him? Like.
How'd you say it twice?
Nice.
I'm telling you, son.
No, man. Bitch, all you gonna do is sound like fucking Rain Man. Nice.
Hey, whatever.
This motherfucker here is retarded, man.
I tell you one thing. You ask your man, niggas want to rub their dick all over for your face. They do.
What is it about that?
Well, I take my shit.
Because they watch so much porn.
But okay, so what?
I don't watch porn.
Okay, so how's it different?
I don't watch porn.
When girls that suck your dick and they take it out, they bang it on their jaw, their mouth.
Yes,
like that.
That's part of your face. That's part of your face, nigga.
Nice.
Your face,
nice.
Nigga.
No,
nice.
I totally get that. I totally get that. But the way you made it seem like you fucking cleaning your dick off of her face,
yes. Yes.
Okay,
but y'all think that's cool, but y'all don't like feet. Y'all get the fuck out of here,
me?
Man.
How do you go from pussy to feet?
I'm just saying, you sound like
this was an earlier conversation that you missed, Nitty.
We went from pussy to feet? Come on, man. They ain't doing no feet. Who the fuck went they feet to? Get out of here with that nasty shit.
Thank you.
No, I'm not saying you rub your dick on my feet or nothing. I'm saying, you know, that could be some women's weakness in their feet. Like,
they need to fucking work that out. They need to work that out. They need to work that feet out on their own.
Now, you ain't gonna fuck my feet. I'm good. But I'm just saying, like, don't have a fit. Nigga, I'll take my feet and massage your balls, and you're like,
no, you will not.
I would.
I know y'all would.
I'm straight, and that shit sounds good. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna try that too.
I'm not even gonna lie. I probably would like that. Yes, I will.
We stand down watching TV, and I start massaging your balls with my feet. You ain't gonna like it?
No. I am. I'm raising my hand right now.
you ain't gonna like it, dog ball, for real?
No.
Hold up! This nigga on the phone ring?
Yes, he on the phone.
Yes,
he is.
What happened to the guy that got the applause?
Yeah, Mark, whatever his name is.
You had what?
What happened to Mark?
I don't know. What the fuck happened to Mark?
Yeah, y'all gave him claps and
all
kinds of standing ovations.
Because everybody
y'all
fucking out.
You can't hear your claps when you getting on a fucking phone, dummy.
He came in like started from the bottom.
Big fucking dummy. You can't hear your own claps. You can't hear your own claps when you signing in, big dummy.
Well, let me know that shit. You supposed to say we just clap for you. You supposed to let me know
that
shit.
You gotta do all that for you?
Big dummy my ass. I don't hear that shit.
I heard my clap when I came on.
I heard mine too. I need my charger, my phone.
I ain't hear one, and I'm offended now. Fuck
you. You're an ex mechanic. That's why, nigga.
Fuck you. That's why you hang out with Mrs. C. Shit.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, why you went there, nigga? Okay. The gloves is off now, Angie. Don't be crying later. I start throwing these hard body shots at your ass. Don't start crying. Mr. C jokes is never acceptable.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You motherfuckers are retarded, man.
Hey, Dallas, did you hear his interview where he tried to clear that shit up?
Yeah, listen, I put it on my computer this morning.
That nigga tried to clear that shit up. Let me explain something to you. They all wasn't dicks. Some of those dicks was penises. They all wasn't dicks. Nigga, get out of here with that shit, nigga.
Yo, he's finished, dude. Yo, Ebro was like,
and that's his man interviewing him.
Right, that's his boss too. So he's like,
that's his boss slash man. So imagine if somebody else interviewed him. He would be finished.
So Ebro was coming at him. So he said, look, so you're telling me you're not gay. So either you like bitches that look like men.
Yes. Yeah, he tried to play it off like, yo, I had a problem with my last girlfriend and it made me not like women. Time out, nigga. That right there is gay. But we're going to skip that. We're going to skip that.
Listen to the interview. It's like an hour long.
Hold on. Let me finish it in. He said, so I started going to prostitutes and strip clubs. I'm like, time out. You're Mr. C. I'm Big Frank. I got groupie bitches. You're Mr. C.
Hey.
And you're Mr. C, nigga. Why is you going to prostitutes and fucking...
Why is
he going
up and down the hostel? Look at the
picture. Yeah, throwing,
no,
yeah.
No. Not only the hostel, but the transgender hostel.
The drag show. The drag show.
Now, listen. Every nigga is guilty of buying some pussy here, there, or two.
Well, listen, I've seen him in the strip club. I see him in the underground strip clubs all the time.
That's funny. I said that one of my coworkers just posted that on Facebook that, you know, I'm probably going to lose a bunch of friends, but I'm into the whole transvestite thing. And he's a man.
A dude?
And yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was right.
He wants a lot of friends. He's 100%
like
right. I ain't even his friend. He lost me. Tell me who he is so I can request him and then delete his ass.
Call him a cop sucker and then delete him.
Call him all kind of faggots.
Somebody's laughing and I just got fucking chills and it wasn't Nitty.
It wasn't me. I heard it. I got competition, son.
No,
that was me.
It was Tiffany.
Oh, from Brooklyn?
Yes.
The one that's lying about her pussy too?
No, hey, she got some dick. She got some dick.
Oh, she's over? She was lying anyway. Oh, she was lying anyway.
No, I wasn't. Trust me, I wasn't.
She got some throwback dick though.
Oh, she went. What's it called? Like a hardwood classic. She went missing that dick. She went way back.
Oh my God, y'all are so wrong.
Y'all dead wrong.
Yes, they are. But it's okay. Guess what? It was all good, and I'm happy.
Yeah, one thing about throwback dick. Another throwback dick.
Trust me, even if you
exactly
ain't happy, you ain't horny no more either.
Wait, another 2 years, we get some dick again.
No, I'm not. Actually, my birthday's coming, so I'm going to get some really soon.
So why are you waiting for anyway? You thought that was going to bring your pussy back to life?
No.
What you trying to say, Nitty Hush is dead? What the
hell? I'm trying to figure out why she was waiting in the first place.
What if, is it a law that you have to have sex? Like, really?
I'm saying, if you want to just turn around and say, fuck it today, I'm fucking. What was the point?
It was just something I was waiting for. That was all that was.
Oh, he just got bailed out.
What?
He got his conditional release. He got released. They found him address and all that good shit.
Oh my God, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was locked up for 2 years. He was waiting. Yeah, and he finally got an address and they let him come home.
You so stupid. I don't fuck with niggas in jail. I'm too grown for that shit.
Oh, wow. I know that's right.
Sometimes
I put a foot in jail one time for a couple of years. I did.
So what happened?
Come on, me.
Would you do it again? I mean,
I just wanted that first nut because that shit is crazy, and you could do whatever you want to do after that. Oh,
now that was just a personal choice, but I'm good.
I hear you.
And then
now, I'm good. I've been there, done that. Jail shit is corny.
Yeah, I don't do jail good. I'm too old. Maybe I'm not in jail, but
When I was in my 20s, I'm too old for that shit. I'm not.
I know that's
hard,
right.
So I'm good.
How good are you?
So would you guys go up to the jail to go visit somebody?
I don't know.
Somebody,
that.
Anybody, any random bitch? There's a random bitch?
That no, your girl get locked up.
My girl or my wife? It's, that's two different
your
people.
Your wife.
Oh, of course.
If your wife gets locked up, you going to hold her down?
No question. And my wife would not say my wife would not say no dumb shit like don't get laid while I'm gone. She wouldn't even waste her breath on no dumb shit like that.
Cause you know it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to see motherfuckers in jail.
What happened?
I'm going to see my homeboys in jail. Not nobody I'm fucking anymore.
But we talk about the people you fucking.
Shut up.
We
Shut
talk
up.
About people you fucking.
Oh no! You get locked up, you can rap.
Exactly.
But like I know, I know chicks who met somebody while they were in jail, married them.
Time out. How pretty was that chick?
Yeah, you
nah, she wasn't that pretty.
She wasn't that pretty. I knew it.
So what, they did like some pen. They did some pen pal shit.
No,
that's some more desperation.
They got married, they were
like,
able to have,
I gotta get in where I can fit in.
The way it was up in New York, upstate New York, it became the conjugal visit once they got married. So they were staying in a trailer for a weekend.
Yep. Once a month, right? Or once every 60
uh-huh.
days or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Upstate New York. It's bigger.
Damn. I'll tell you one thing. I know how that shit goes. A nigga be on a visit, and his man be on a visit with his mom. He don't got nobody coming to see him. And he see you with Joe Shorty. He's like, man, she got a friend? And being that you ain't got nobody, and my girl need company riding up 8 hours to this jail,
yeah,
I'm going to get the ugliest bitch to come up there with my girl to keep my girl company.
See, that's what I did. I
to keep my girl company.
You wouldn't have to take that ride by herself.
I know.
And it was
you ain't got to tell me. I've been to college. Look, my man is all friends. He don't get no visits.
No,
bring Big Shirley. Big Shirley. Yeah, bring Big Shirley. Big Shirley. He'll love her.
She gonna be the dime piece until you get home. Sure is.
He's gonna be the dime piece as long as some 50-pound packages keep coming.
Yeah.
All niggas wanted some packages.
And we already know how that do.
She could be Nell Carter.
God,
I know I do. I know how that do.
No, that's a damn lie, because y'all be marrying some of them bitches.
Not me. I fuck a bad.
Y'all hell.
No, I done seen some niggas marry some bitches.
Yeah.
And you try to be like, oh, because she held me down in jail? Oh, no.
I would leave a bitch soon as I get home. Immediately. I would be on a B-25. I would be on a B-25 calling that bitch. Like, yeah, I'm home, but I ain't coming over there. My cousin come to get my shit. It's over, bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, you was one foul-ass motherfucker.
Exactly.
I mean, I say, when you start doing dumb shit like that with a when you start doing dumb shit like that with a bitch, like with a nigga, you tricking on a nigga in jail?
It goes both ways. Let me tell you my story. So I'm not going to say no names or situations, whatever. But I was. It's one of my first. This is my first real girlfriend. So you know, I had to do a little something like a 1 in 3 or whatever the case may be. So the whole 22 months I was missing, I'm still paying the $600 more of rent. And I'm still paying light bill. I'm in prison. And all this shit is getting paid. And to come to find out, this dude that I roll dice with, everywhere I go, he gambles, I gamble. I don't know him, but we see each other. We hit the horn, high beam. We talk and we see each other. We gambling. We kick it. You fuck this nigga. And you know I know this nigga.
You know him, but that wasn't your homeboy, so what difference is it?
You can fuck a million niggas in the world.
Long as I don't know him, he cool.
This dude ain't paying no rent or nothing. I'm in jail and you ain't missing rent payment. This is ain't shit.
So you saying she should have waited or just fucked somebody that you didn't know?
That would have been the smartest thing to do for her.
Yeah, she right.
Now,
you right on that note.
Now she's still in that same area where she live in. She's still in that same station in life. Look at me now. You fucking lost.
Boo boo.
This is a real story. I'm not picking myself up. I made the necessary changes to advance myself. In my older age, I wouldn't be stuck. You rolled the dice.
That's what a wise man to change. A fool another change.
She rolled the dice, and it ain't paying out. So, you know, after I fucked him up, because you know I had to fuck him up, because you knew better. So after I fucked him up, and I came back to the crib, she should have pointed like, don't hit me, don't hit me. I was like, yo, all I need is my sneakers and my clothes. You can have the apartment. I'm gone. Left everything.
Well, that's our show for tonight. It's 2 after 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
it. Yo, it's 9:02.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap this show up. Yeah.
Gotta wrap it up.
Damn. Yeah, you gotta go home and fuck your wife. I know, dog, but you don't want to do that. Anyway. Yo, great fucking show tonight. Thanks for calling. We see y'all motherfuckers next Monday at 7:00. And be there, be square, baby. GQ Palace, baby. Butter, 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 butter.
Shoot
up!
Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.